This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2253. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 25th, Antarctica, Argentina, Ascension, Australia, Benin, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Kuwait, Mexico, Netherlands, Newfoundland, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Tajikistan, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Antarctica, LRA 36, is not being heard anymore, and here's why. Thanks to Horacio Negro of Uruguay, La Galena del Sur. He got this message from the director of RAI, Adrián Corol, on July 18th. The shortwave transmitter of Radio Nacional, Arcángel San Gabriel, is out of service. The Collins HF-80 will be taken back to the mainland for repair and replaced by equipment of the same brand and model when weather conditions allow for operations. Bear in mind that we are in winter, so transportation to and from Antarctica is restricted. We are confident that we will be back on 15476 kHz within the next 60 days. While its content is distributed through other channels such as web streaming and applications, we know that LRA 36 broadcasts are followed by a global audience passionate about radio and shortwave, and that its mission is precisely to disseminate information about Antarctic activity. And as one of the activities that support the ratification of Argentine sovereign rights on the White Continent. In the meantime, progress continues on the station's renovation plan, which began with the installation of a studio console and other audio accessories. This will continue with a new antenna, and will conclude with the commissioning of the shortwave transmitter donated to LRA 36 by Javier Gratz, G-R-A-T-Z, president of Trialcom, an Argentine telecommunications company. We appreciate the support and understanding of shortwave listeners, DXers, radio amateurs, and radio enthusiasts around the world. The station can be heard online at www.radionacional.com.ar/tag/LRA-36-Arcángel-San-Gabriel, all lowercase. That's from Adrián Corol, Director General of RAI in Argentina. Speaking of which, here is a pirate in Argentina reported by Lucio Otavio Bobrovic in Embu, São Paulo, Brazil. 6935 kHz, radio AD-149, pronounced, I suppose, in Spanish, heard on July 17th, before and after 23 UT, with Spanish pop music selections, always seems to be the same singer, he says, and their EQSO mentions the transmitter is of 2 kilowatts. Now and again, I hear a carrier at least on 6935, which I cannot correlate with a North American pirate. Could it be that? I continue to search for signals on the 13-meter band. I found one, 21630, Tuesday, July 23rd at 1424, a just barely audible JBA carrier, also the OSOB, only station on band, and thus the SSOB, strongest signal on band. It's listed as BBC and Hausa at 14 to 1430 UT Monday through Friday only, but Saturdays longer from 11 until 1430 and never on Sunday. And it's the Ascension Relay site. Here we are near the solar cycle peak, and the 21 MHz band is drastically underused. Not a single transmission listed to or from North America. It should work at least over day pass from European or African afternoons into our mornings, or East Asian and Pacific mornings into our afternoons. Only Spain is interested in such a service, but for that 16-meter band suffices when it's not missing. Using a remote in Australia, Zaharis Giangas in Greece reports hearing news about ham radio on 7145, July 21st, from 0948 until 1011 UT. From Sydney, Brian Powell, VK2XBP, explains, this is VK2WI on 7146, a weekly broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales in Dural, a northern suburb of Sydney. They broadcast most local Sundays, except for holidays, or if they don't have at least two licensed hams on site. It starts at 10 a.m. Sydney time, running about 1 hour, and also at 7:30 p.m. Sydney time for 30 to 60 minutes. That was the night broadcast he heard. Subtract 10 hours for UT. So that's Sunday at midnight and 09:30. More about it at www.arnsw.org.au. In the IRCA Medium Wave Group, Steve VE6WZ in Sundry, Alberta reports, TWR Benin on 1566 peaked up nicely again on July 24th. Since July 16th, it had been below the noise level. The carrier starts at 0400 UT. Sign-on bells and ID sequence start at 0425 and repeats about five times till 0428. Then music and some talk. The carrier shuts off at exactly 5:10:46 UT. And he's hearing it on Beveridge antennas. Their other frequency, 1476, also has a strong carrier, he says, but not enough audio to get above the splash. In NASA flash sheet, Rob Wagner in Victoria, Australia, reports Brazil on 5035. It's Rádio Educação Rural in Coari, Amazonas. He says its appearance on shortwave has been quite erratic, so it's good to hear it back on the air again, but for how long? This was on the 9th of July at 10:07 UT with plenty of bom dia greetings and roosters crowing. 10:15, a beautiful choral version of Beethoven's Ode to Joy, and announcements and chats. At 10:25, ID, Rádio Coari, mentions of Amazonia and a popular song. Programming was mainly community announcements and interviews, occasional music. 11:02 ID and time check is 7 a.m. and fade out around 11:08. He says, I last heard it on June 4th last year. The location is in the far western part of Brazil, so the fade out is almost much later than eastern Brazilians. July 8th and again on the 9th, the sign on at 10:00 with the Brazilian national anthem, with an instrumental version of Ave Maria in the background during a prayer which followed. ID at 10:07, rooster sounds, extended station jingle, time checks, filler announcements, and music. A barely audible signal compared to the day before. Another Brazilian reactivated, says Manuel Mendes in Lugo, Spain, on 15190.1, Rádio Inconfidência in Belo Horizonte, heard on the 24th of July, at 2008 to 2021, after no signal for at least a week on the frequency. The program was, as usual, A Hora do Fazendeiro. And I also can at least detect often their off-frequency carrier. The CHU time signal frequencies in Canada was off the air for a while, 14670. Nothing to be heard at 1639 on July 19th, but the other two were locally strong into an Ottawa remote. I had noted the missing a few days earlier, and in fact, Carl Zuck checked their website where they point out the status of their system. It had been off since July 16th, but by July 22nd, we were hearing it again direct at 2209. Regarding those Arctic shipping route forecasts from Tianjin Coastal Radio in China, XSV, we mentioned earlier, which started on July 1st, Takahito Kobayashi in Japan has confirmed the frequency in use for some of those broadcasts in USV. Each was only 1 minute long. At 0600 UT, 13092 and 17392. At 1400, 4399, 8755, 13092, and 17392. He says the highest frequency was best in Tokyo. There was an ID, repeated twice, and a female voice in Chinese in the route information. Also, he says, normal sea weather forecasts around China on 17392 USB, lasting 16 minutes, starting at 40 minutes past these hours, midnight, 03, 07, 10, and 15 UT. Here's my annual tribute to the 26th of July anniversary of the Cuban Revolution, which is a parody of their slogan, Patria o suerte, pensaremos. I'm still waiting for photographic evidence of this being scrawled on any public surface in Cuba. Somewhat more seriously, these comments from Bill Tilford, producer of From the Isle of Music. RHC's problems are multifactorial, economic, spare parts availability, and expense, a theme intimately familiar to many North American stations, electric power issues, and staffing. There's also been the same debate in Cuba as in many countries for some years about whether shortwave is worth the expense. So let's not open the bubbly every time they have problems. The big picture, every station that leaves however one might feel about its content, makes it a little easier for others to follow suit. Also, bizarre though this is, Turkey could actually learn something from Cuba on the website end of things. Unlike VOT's Guess the Language game when you finally find their live stream, RHC has a very clear schedule and it's pop-out on their website. You have to be there at 19 UT to get English, but at least you can tell from the website that it's when to be there. By the way, that transmission I check most days is usually missing from 15140. Tony Pavic in British Columbia has been monitoring HM01, the Cuban spy number stations. He says, I heard them on July 21st on 11635 between 0750 and 0851 UT. It was possible to decode the digital part using easy DRF, but not, of course, decrypt the content. I captured a file with a fake call sign, QWERTY01. And Tony continues, if only RHC had audio quality this good. This, however, raises a thought. Given the no doubt more important desire to get these messages out, coupled with infrastructure issues at Radio Cuba's sites, since these messages vary in length, could they impact how RHC adheres to its schedule? They only have so many available transmitters, and if a spy message needs to go out, that tops any RHC programming, and it gets that slot. But I reply, some or possibly many of the spy messages are duds to keep the enemy busy, guessing, and thus not really high priority. As in previous discussions, the duds are missing the number 9. Denmark about the DSWCI website. From Rolf Wernley in ADX via Shortwave Bulletin translated. The DSWCI.org website is accessible again. In the meantime, there have been changes. Anker Peterson is no longer able to update the Tropical Bands Monitor or edit the Domestic Broadcasting Survey. We have therefore jointly decided to take the DSWCI website offline when the subscription expires. That's on the 5th of March, 2025. Danish Shortwave Club International was dissolved at the end of 2016. Apart from the publications mentioned, nothing new was published. The info today is largely historical. As long as the website is still online, the publications can be downloaded free of charge. He says it was both an honor and a pleasure for me to manage the DSWCI.org website for a total of 22 years, first for DSWCI and then for Anker Peterson personally. I would like to thank Anker for his enormous commitment to the DX community and all users of the website for their interest. About the low-power station in Finland we've mentioned before, Radio Blacksmith Knoll, K-N-O-L-L, also known as the Voice of Public Domain, this from their Blogspot website. Your go-to station for a unique radio experience, using only public domain materials, from classic music to timeless stories, from trivia challenges to scavenger hunts. We've got plenty of surprises in store to keep you engaged and entertained. The schedule varies, Fridays at 18:05 UT, with random repeats on Saturdays, depending on conditions and available frequencies, 6120 plus or minus 5 kHz. The carrier turns on at the top of the hour. The program starts 5 minutes past the hour. If there is interference or noise or a busy slot, we will postpone our initially planned broadcast time to avoid causing unnecessary interference ourselves. In the British DS Club, Mark Palmer, G0OIW, reports that various amateurs are hearing, in the mornings, at least, it fades out by mid-morning, on 5345.8 kHz, a strange CW beacon sending words in French, such as on July 21st, Armoire, repeatedly, other times it sent words like Sucre and Riviere. This is odd. Andrew Ross replies, I thought it may be one of the French Navy training broadcasts. Enigma mentions it in their latest newsletter, calling it UM05, the French Mystery Morse Station. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2253, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Willem Fennec, NJ60, to send a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. He says, thanks for all your efforts to promote radio, especially shortwave. There is still something almost magical to me about picking up a broadcast or conversation over vast distances. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. I was hearing a 10 over 9 signal from Channel 292 Germany 9670, UT Sunday, July 21st at 0131. So it's hard to believe it's only 2 kilowatts as licensed. It's been publicized as 10 kilowatts. However, Leslie Illingworth in Bremerhaven says, it is just 2 kilowatts max. The German FNA is not wrong when doing their HFCC entries, which show 2 kilowatts, but Insider Info says they are using 3 Telefunken S2525 transmitters. But forget about the myth of 10 kilowatts. The strength must be accounted for by a new directional antenna this away during North American evenings. And in fact, as we were suggesting last week, Terry Colgan of Texas Radio Shortwave says beginning UT Sunday, August 4th, TRSW will beam a monthly program to North America at 01 UT on 9670, Channel 292. In November, it will change to 02 UT. TRSW offers a new specially designed verification every month to listeners who mail correct, detailed reception reports to Texas Radio Shortwave at protonmail.com. And reports from listeners using remote receivers are welcome. AER extracted a shortwave schedule from Radio Kuwait from HFCC with 250 kilowatts as if it were believable. It shows 16 transmissions every 24 hours on a variety of frequency and languages to a variety of target areas. I say most of them must be wooden, but some are really on the air. Alex Myatlikov in Ukraine refers us to info on Radio Kuwait in dxguides.info, which says shortwave transmissions have been reduced considerably. The following are known to be on air. At 08 to 10, Persian on 7250. At 9:45 to 13:30, Arabic on 15110. 16 to 18, Urdu on 15540 variable. And 18 to 21, English on 15540 variable. These last ones may be an AM or DRM and may not be on the air every day. Well, IGH have yet to hear any of these. And about the Arabic to Europe broadcast at 9:45 to 13:25 on 15110, Chris Mackerel in New Zealand says this was in DRM a few weeks ago, but it seems to have reverted to AM as of July 23rd. Heike Biervert in Alabama says it was in DRM on Sunday, July 21st. And John Perry of Indiana Shortwave says most of their usage of 15530 at 05 to 08 in English was in 2022 and 23. Doesn't seem they have been using it much of late, if any. Around bedtime, I often tune to 6185, where there's some music from XEPPM, the last shortwave station in Mexico. I found that it's hard to find any pleasant music on shortwave instead of talk and or signals which are just too weak. Bill Telford replies, Radio Educación has a lot of good programming, including classical music segments, and for those who understand Spanish, some interesting perspectives now and then from the rest of Latin America. There is still plenty of excellent music on shortwave generally, most of it not aimed at North Americans, specifically because North Americans, with a few exceptions that prove the rule, have been a largely inert audience compared to those on other continents. Manuel Mendez in Spain confirms hearing the first of the Summer Splash series on Sundays from Free Radio Service Holland, July 21st at 18:59 with ISNID, comments in English, pop songs, and oldies. Week to fair reception on 5940, parallel to 9300.8. Newfoundland's first radio station has just turned 100 years old, VOWR on 800 kilohertz. Mike Barraclough refers us to a 3-minute piece about it on YouTube. You may be able to search using the call letters VOWR. It was also featured on CBC's As It Happens. And from Canadian Radio News, John Perkins via NRC DX News, it was built by the Wesley Methodist Church to replace audio hookups through expensive phone lines for church members who could not attend services in person. Over the years, the name of the owner, the call letters and frequency and power have all changed, but it is the same station. It was originally 8WMC, and in the 1930s, Voice of Wesley Radio was heard far and wide with 500 watts on a split frequency, 675 kilohertz. It's still non-directional, 10 kilowatts day, 2.5 kilowatts night on 800. 50 volunteers keep the station on the air. Russ DX reports that the Paris Olympics will not be broadcast in Russia for the first time in 40 years. Channel 1, Russia 1, and Match TV refused to show the games without the flag and anthem. The cost of acquiring TV rights for the small number of participants in unrated sports were called unjustified. The streaming service ACO also considered that the competition is not of great interest to the audience in Russia. The last time was in 1984 when the USSR boycotted the Olympics in Los Angeles. Via David Colin, Mike Cooper, and AP Story, July 22nd. A court has convicted Alsu Kurmasheva, a Russian-American journalist, for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, of spreading false information about the Russian army, and sentenced her to 6.5 years in prison after a secret trial. The conviction in Kazan, capital of the region of Tatarstan, came on the previous Friday. The same day, a court in the Russian city of Yekaterinburg convicted Wall Street Journal reporter Ivan Gershkovich of espionage and sentenced him to 16 years in prison in a case the U.S. called politically motivated. RFERL President and CEO Stephen Capus denounced the trial and conviction of Kurmasheva as a mockery of justice. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, accused Moscow of treating human beings as bargaining chips. Much more detail in the original story. That horrible whine roar out of a Saudi Arabian transmitter is still going when I checked July 25th at 1827 on 11935. The North American transmitter from Spain has been missing, 17855 not heard, starting July 20th and still gone as of July 25th. Anyhow, we can still hear the token English Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 22 UT on some of the other frequencies, 17715 for South America, 15520 for the Middle East. And the fourth frequency for Africa has also been intermittent, 15390. It's not unusual for Radio Progreso Cuba to be missing from signing on at midnight 30 on 4765. If that's the case, tune the frequency and you may hear something else. Tajikistan, as Lucio Tavio Bobrovic in Brazil reports, on the 18th and 19th of July, before and after midnight 30. Chris Campbell reminds us that the BBC prom season for 2024 is now underway from mid-July. It seems there are only a few broadcasts on shortwave, but we can hear them all on demand via the BBC Sounds website, or live broadcasts on Radio 3. A headline says, BBC says 450 million consume its global programming. Dan Robinson replies, statistical games that international broadcasters played for years make these claims. They emerge every year. Both BBC and USAGM do this to obtain more funding. It's all too easy for funders, such as the U.S. Congress, to miss the fact that all these millions of users and viewers are weekly and do not represent known numbers of people around the world accessing content on a more steady basis, minute to minute, hour to hour, or day to day. And of course, the numbers never go down, always up. John Filiozzi replies, BBC global numbers did decline the previous cycle owing to significant budget cuts and service cutbacks, and were reported as such by BBC. A claimed increase of 3 million globally now seems paltry. Kai Ludwig dug some figures out of the BBC website, which are perhaps more accurate, about the weekly reach of different languages, the percentage that's gone down from year to year. Russian, 33%, Ukrainian 13%, Serbian 11%, Chinese 19%, Burmese 18%, Korean 22%, and Brazilian minus 23%. Furthermore, from Deadline.com via Stephen Luce and AFP via Mike Cooper, the BBC will lay off 500 more staff by March 2026, as its annual report paints a worrying financial picture, including a near doubling of its deficit to almost 500 megapounds. Axing 500 jobs over the next 20 months is a bid to save 200 megapounds and become a leaner, more agile organization. Via NRCDX News, the 30th annual Madison-Milwaukee get-together will be in the Milwaukee area this year, Saturday, August 17th, beginning at 1 p.m. in Oak Creek. All radio hobbyists are welcome. For more info, contact host Tim Noonan at dxingfigure2@aol.com or 414-813-7373. Members of our WOR group have been trying to monitor and otherwise analyze the cuts taking place to VOA and other U.S. AGM services. Latest HFCC listings have shown reductions, but not necessarily confirmed. Heike Birbert finds these statistics. VOA Mandarin from 33 to 8 frequency hours per day, which is a 75% cut. Tibetan from 19 to 7 hours per day, 63%. RFA Mandarin from 38 to 5 hours, 87% cut. And RFA Tibetan from 39 to 19 frequency hours per day, which is a 51% cut. About World of Radio airings. Last week, UT Saturday at 0400, WTWW went off the air from 5085, just as World of Radio should have started. I was told it was a power fader and we should be back from now on. Also, one of our broadcasts on WRMI was replaced by something else, UT Sunday at midnight on 9955. It's still on the schedule, so I'm not sure whether we're still supposed to air there or not. The 6160 frequency of shortwave radio Germany was off the air as of July 23rd. It seems there was a lightning strike nearby. It was still off the air for 1630 Thursday broadcast of World of Radio, but it was back a couple of hours later. Never mind last week's report about World's Last Chance radio being heard on 5830 in addition to 9330. Ricky Long in Alberta later determined it was a receiver image. Some WWCR frequencies sound rather filthy if you tune above and below them, perhaps exacerbated by excessive signal strength, such as 9350 plus or minus 15 kilohertz, squeals and squawks, when the center frequency is 50 over S9. Likewise, 9980, which hits 60 over 9. These are transmitters number 2 and 4. Similar problems on their lower frequencies, 5935 and 5890. Ray Kruger in Extreme West Florida reports a continuous tone on 1240 kilohertz, July 23rd at 10:06. I say it could be KCRT, Trinidad, Colorado, which more than 10 years ago was identified on 1240.2 kHz. And over the years since then, I've had several logs with a correct direction finding west-northwest from Enid. It's now being reported elsewhere, and there is also a hit on the low side of 1240, which is a Mexican station. Lucio Otavio Bobovic in Brazil reports Radio Vanuatu back on 7260, heard before and after 10 UT on the 20th of July. Using a remote receiver, Zaharias Yangas says it started at 0959 until 1100. On July 21st, before that, it's on 3945, where it changes from 9960 at 0659. That being subject to interference from WRMI's extended broadcast on 9955. The propagation outlook from SWPC. ANK indices nothing but 5 and 2, through August 17th. However, on July 25th, the K index was really 3. Solar flux dropping from 190 July 25th to 165 August 1st to 3rd, and back up to 195 by August 12th. Check our website for much more info, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, inviting you to hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 2253. With a standard disclaimer.